Good morning. We've got music starting here. There it comes. So welcome everybody. Take a comfortable seat on your mat. Let's close our eyes. As we practice today, let each breath be like a big, deep scoop of guilt-free ice cream. Rich, smooth, delicious. Let every pose be about expanding, growing, exploring. And every moment, be true to yourself. In every moment, a letting go. And now releasing our neck, we let our head flow from side to side. Come back now to center, taking hands to the heart. May this practice today bring healing to our body, peace to our mind, joy to our heart, and unity with our spirit. Now with an inhale, hands begin to rise up. The inner fingers are opening like a flower that's reaching up to the light. And then exhale, let that flower close back into your heart again. So with each inhale, the flower reaches up and reveals its beauty. And exhaling, it has a letting go. Let every breath, let every opening of this flower bring your awareness and your focus deeper inside. And then one last time, that flower closes into your heart. I breathe in all that is, awareness, expanding, to take everything in as if my heart beats the world into being. From the unnamed vastness beneath the mind, I breathe my way to wholeness and healing. Inhalation, exhalation. Every breath, a yes, and a letting go. A journey and a coming home. Now inhale, reach arms into the sky. Exhaling, we fold into a forward bend. Hands come onto the mat, fingers opening wide, we step our feet back. Let's curl our toes into the mat as we reach our hips into the sky, coming to downward facing dog. Take a moment here to just really reach into your back. The arms, the spine, the back all create one long line. And then slowly lifting up onto the toes, reaching one heel at a time back down toward the earth. Our legs often tight in the morning. Stretch one side and then the other, back and forth, back and forth. Slowly easing in to the beginning of opening in our body. Now we'll walk our hands back to our feet. Feet securely planted, we hang our body in a standing forward bend. As we evolve in this practice of yoga, we're able to step away from our goal-driven, results-oriented life. And instead of wanting to touch our toes or do the splits, we're able to let go. To see this practice for what it is, a chance to come inside. No hands again on the mat, we'll walk our hands forward. We find our way back again to downward facing dog. And then laying knees gently to the earth. Let's sit down onto our heels. Hands come onto the heart. And with an inhale, we reach up. Yes, open your arms wide. Exhale, sink back down. Inhale, every breath a yes. And a letting go. A journey and a coming home. Inhale, reach up. Let your body say yes. Exhale, come down. Reaching arms forward. Let's settle our body into child's pose. Hips snuggle into the heels. We create a quiet place that we can return to again and again. Anytime you feel like you'd like to stop, to pause, to restore for a moment, to reflect. Feel free to come back here. It's always available to you. Now, fingers fanning out on the mat again. Let's curl our toes. Hips reaching to the sky, downward facing dog. Right foot now steps forward. Lay left knee to the mat. Inhale, spread arms open wide. And then exhale, bow. Create for yourself a dance of movement and breath. With a beautiful heart opening. One more expression of your heart. Exhaling one more bow, our hands come to the mat. We step our right foot back. Inhaling, shoulders reach up over the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, with elbows in, we lower down. Inhale, rolling shoulders back now. We arch our spine into a little backbend, cobra. Exhale, child's pose. Again, inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling the cobra. And exhale back again, child's pose. Tuck the toes, point hips into the air, downward facing dog. Let's step the left foot forward. Right knee comes onto the mat. Inhale, open your heart, spread your arms wide. Exhale, fold forward and bow. Dance into the expression of your body opening, of your heart shining. And one more opening of the heart. One more bow. Hands to the mat, left foot steps back. Inhale, shoulders up and over the wrist, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Now flow through this a few more times as we slowly, systematically begin to warm our body up. We ease into the movement of our joints and our muscles. Every breath, a yes and a letting go. Every breath, a journey and a coming home. So let this flow come through you one more time. Let it take you back again to that resting place you established in child's pose. Once we've all found our way back again to child's pose, we'll be ready to move on together. So fingers opening wide, we'll curl our toes, we'll lift our hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Take an inhale all the way to the sky. Exhaling, we bend our knees deeply, swinging our arms back. Inhale to the sky. Take a few great, big, energizing breaths. And one more Reaching to the sky with the inhale, we take hands to the heart with an exhale. And step to the very front of your mat. Send salutation. Inhaling, our arms reaching to the sky. Exhale, we'll slide our hips back into chair pose. Take an inhale all the way up again. Add a little back bend here if it feels good for your body. And then with an exhale, we dive into a forward bend. An inhale lifts us halfway up, coming to a long flat back. And exhaling, we plant our hands on the mat. We step our right leg back. Kneeling lunge or straight leg lunge. Inhaling, arms circle to the sky. And exhaling, hands flow back to the earth. We step back now. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And let's ride our exhale back to down dog, where we'll raise our right leg high up in the sky. Now let's step or help our right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. With an exhale, hands float back down to the mat. Let's step forward. Inhale to the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reach up and touch the sky once more. Here's that little back bend if your body loves it. Exhaling to the earth. Inhale, look up and lengthen. And exhaling, our hands again return to the mat as our left leg steps back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Let an exhale, return hands down to the earth. We'll step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, it's back to down dog. And left leg now reaches into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, we touch the earth again. We'll step forward. And inhaling, we catch a wave of breath all the way up. Exhale, chair. Inhale, heart and hands lifting to the sky. Little back bend again if your body craves it. And then exhale, swoop down. Inhale, look up and lengthen. And exhale, let's take hands to the mat. Let's step our feet back and make our way again to downward facing dog. Pausing here to feel the effects so far on our body. To find that vastness beneath the mind, beneath the thoughts. Be in that place. Enjoying every rich, smooth, delicious breath. So now that our body is feeling a little more happy, a little warmer, a little more loose, we're ready to move into our standing flow. Let's begin the standing flow by reaching right leg up into the sky. Now step the right foot forward. Lay the back foot flat to the mat. We reach to the sky, warrior one. Feet rooted. Feel your roots. From those roots, we rise up. Our spine, the center line of strength in our body, creating a long stem for this plant. And then the flower at our heart begins to blossom. Just like a plant, with every breath, we grow, we expand, we become more beautiful. Now hands flow back down to the mat. Step back, reaching right leg into the sky. Pull the right knee into the body and shift forward, plank or kneeling plank. Right knee, right foot, hover over the ground. Keep breathing. Right leg again into the sky. Step the right foot forward. This time lunge or kneeling lunge. So again, find your roots, create a stem, and then let yourself blossom into openness. Every breath, more beautiful, more open, more expansive. Hands back to the mat again. Step back, right leg into the air. Right knee to chest, shift forward, plank or kneeling plank. Pull in to your center. Find that center of strength. Right leg to the sky. Step the right foot forward. Left hand next to the right foot. Right hand behind the back. We prepare to twist. Lengthen your spine. And then slowly let your heart roll open to the right. Arm can reach up or it can stay at your back. Explore what your body likes. Remembering you can take your knee to the mat at any time, or you can have a straight leg in the back. What's right for your body? Unwind. Hands to the mat. Step back. Leg in the air. One more time. Right knee to the chest. Shift forward. Plank or kneeling plank. Pulling into your strength. Right leg shoots into the air. And step the right foot forward. Pick the back foot up and lay it down flat. And then we straighten the legs, lengthen the spine into pyramid pose. So as we evolve in this practice, and we move away from that goal-driven, results-oriented life, we also let go of trying to do it right. And instead, we find the way to do it right for me. So what is right for you today? What feels good in your body? Where can you grow, heal, relax, and breathe? Releasing hands to the mat, we step back, this time with foot on the ground. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And let's take our exhale back to down dog. Reach right, left leg into the sky. Step left foot forward. Plant the back foot flat on the mat. Reach up, warrior one. Warrior one brings up these wonderful energies in our body of strength, power, confidence. Feelings of a warrior, but with this big open heart. It's a warrior for peace, for compassion. Breathe into that energy. Hands float down to the mat again. Step back, reaching left leg into the sky. Bring left knee to the chest, shift forward. Plank or kneeling plank. Find that hovering strength. Breath still, deep scoop of ice cream. Left leg to the sky. Step left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Establish your roots and then grow into your fullness. Every pose is about expanding and growing and exploring. Every breath, rich. Smooth, delicious. Now hands come back to the mat. Let's step the left foot into the sky behind us. And then we bring the left knee forward, plank or kneeling plank. Left leg to the sky. Step left foot forward again. Placing right hand beside the left foot, left hand low back. Come to a lengthening in your spine first. And then take that nice long spine into a twist to the left, turning heart to the left this time. Again, arm up, hand down. What your body likes is where you should be. Yoga shouldn't hurt. It shouldn't be a struggle. It should feel good, make you happy. Unwinding the twist, hands at the mat. We step back, leg in the air one more time. Bring the left knee to the chest, shift forward, plank or kneeling plank. Big breath. Left leg to the sky. Last time, now step the left foot forward. Pick the back foot up, set it down flat, and let's enter pyramid pose, a pose with straight legs, a long spine. Feel the anchoring power of your back leg and foot. Feel the opening, the stretch into the left leg. Check in with your spine. Let it feel its length, creating space. Utilizing each breath to its fullest. Every breath, a yes, and a letting go. A journey and a coming home. Hands to the mat. Step back with left foot on the ground, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And let's take our exhale back to down dog. From this down dog, we'll lay knees under the mat. Shift your wrists under your shoulders as we come to all fours. Inhale, cow pose, looking up, lifting the tail. And then exhale, cat pose, pulling belly to the spine, arching back into the air. Now with the rhythm of your breath, move from one to the other. Really be in the movement of your spine. What parts of your back move easily? What parts are a little harder to move? Feel every little awakening, every little opening. Returning now to a neutral spine, hands come back to their down dog position, probably just a little bit forward. Tuck the toes, lift hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Now as we look at our hands, let's walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Let an inhale take you all the way to the top. And exhaling chair pose. Hips slide back behind us now. Heels plugged into the mat. Imagine those plugs are plugged into a current down into the earth and pull that earth energy right up into your body. Embracing that strength deep in our center. Feel free to add a little balance challenge here and roll onto the toes if you want to. But keep the hips back in that nice deep chair. And remember, you're not trying to do it right for anyone else. What's right for you? What makes you happy? What makes you feel your body opening up and healing? Getting stronger. Now reach to the sky. Exhale, hands behind the back. Lacing fingers together, let's roll our shoulders back. Now come to a beautiful blossoming at your heart. Opening the collarbones, spreading the heart open wide. Like that flower in our hands looked up for the light. Let your heart reach up, reveal its beauty. And then exhale, tipping hips forward. We flow into a forward bend. Now some will have a lot of flexibility in their shoulders and the arms can move away from the back. But if that's not you, that's okay. Each of us, taking each pose to our own degree. And then hands drop down to the earth. Let's enjoy another twist for our spine. Take the right hand and wrap it around the outside of the left ankle. And then spin the left arm up into the sky. Heart rolling to the left. That space we created in the cat and cow, now working into this nice twist. And then the twist unwinds. Let yourself come back to center and just feel what it's like to be in your center. And then we'll slip the left hand around the outside of the right ankle. Spin the right arm to the sky. Twirl your heart around to the right. Enjoy this healing in your back. This lubricating for your spine. And gently unwind. Hands come to the mat. Walk or jump your feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. With an inhale, arch up. And exhaling our way back to down dog. Right leg reaches up into the air. This time we'll let our hips roll open to the right and bending the right leg. Our knee points in the sky. Now draw circles in the air with your knee. Not the foot, but the knee. So that we're getting a lot of movement now in our right hip. Not just the swinging back and forth of walking, but really exploring the range of movement available in our right hip. Healthy joints make us feel so much younger, so much more alive. Now square hips to the mat again, reach right leg to the sky. And let's walk our hands back to our left foot. The standing splits. Head drops down to your own degree. You can even come deeper, pulling yourself closer with the left hand. But what's right for you? You don't need to be anything other than who you are. With each breath, feel the wonderful support of a room full of people with no judgment. Now walking hands forward again. We're back to downward facing dog. We lay the right foot on the mat. And now raise the left leg into the sky. Hips roll open, bend the left leg, and circle the knee around and around. Create space, create movement in the left hip. Left leg into the sky, hips square to the mat, walk hands back, standing splits. Hands come toward the right foot. Head hanging down like a vine, or a grape on a vine. Leg reaching up to your own degree. Walking hands forward. Take left foot back to the mat and vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, back to down dog. Right leg into the sky. As we step forward this time, let's take an extra long step. We want legs wide apart as we flatten the back foot and open wide into warrior two. Arms spanning the horizon. Our newly opened hips sinking down a little deeper into the pull of gravity. At the same time, the energy rises up our spine, reaches down our shoulders and out our arms. Every breath, a deep scoop of ice cream. Rich, smooth, and delicious. Every pose expanding, growing, exploring. Now without changing the legs, let's take a little reach forward. We'll turn the right hand up and then slide it across the space above us. Reverse warrior. This is a side bend. So if you had a side seam up your body, feel that line stretching longer. And then bend the right arm, lay it across the right thigh. Now we'll point the left fingers up into the sky, side angle pose, slowly letting the heart lift up higher to the sky. Take this to the place your body feels wonderful. Everyone expressing it in their own way. Feel open, feel full of space. Now let that top arm begin a big circle. First it reaches back toward the back wall. Then the left hand brushes against the left leg. Fingertips graze the mat beneath us. And as we point the left fingers to the front of the room, let's straighten the right leg. And then arm reaches to the sky as we evolve into the big, beautiful triangle. Full of straight lines and space and length. Open yourself completely into this space. Heart lifting to the sky, eyes reaching up the left arm beyond the fingertips. And then folding that pose back to the mat. Hands come down, we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Ride the exhale back to down dog. And now the left leg high into the sky. With the extra large step forward, we plant the back foot and expand into warrior two. In every moment, be true to yourself. Create every pose just for you. Now, without any change to the leg, little reach forward. Left hand looks to the sky and it slices through the air. Reverse warrior. Opening the side seam on the left side of our body. From the unnamed vastness beneath the mind, I breathe my way to wholeness and healing. Bend the left arm, laid across the left leg. Right fingertips now reaching high into the sky. As we explore, we expand, we grow. Beautiful feeling that begins deep in our heart, flows through our body. Now top arm begins to circle, first reaching back, touching against our leg. Fingernails touch the floor, and as the right hand moves forward, we straighten into the left leg, expanding and growing into the triangle. An amazing expression of the fullness of our body. Growing, reaching. Every breath a yes and a letting go. Every breath a journey and a coming home. Now let that triangle return to the mat. Setting our hands on the mat, we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we'll arch up. And let's take an exhale back to down dog. From this down dog, again, we come to all fours. Lay knees on the mat. Shift hands underneath the shoulders. Step the knees together here. And then with an inhale, reach the right leg straight back. Exhaling, we bend the elbows and dip the shoulders down toward the earth. Inhale, push up. If you can, pull the elbows in next to your body. Feel how when you come up, it's not just your arms pushing you up. The breath is lifting you. That center strength at our body, pulling navel toward the sky, lifts you. Now next time we come up, set the right foot on the ground behind you. Roll the right arm up into the sky. Every breath a yes and a letting go. Now folding our way back to the mat, let's realign our body onto all fours. This time extending the left leg back with an inhale. And exhale, shoulders dip down toward the earth. Inhaling, lift. Flow. When the next inhale lifts you up, set the left foot on the ground. Roll the left arm into the sky once again. Open wide, let your heart look up. Eyes look up. And then returning to the mat, let's make our way back again to downward facing dog. And from here, we're ready to step into our last standing series for today. So look to your hands and let's walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. With an inhale, we reach to the sky and flow like bamboo in the wind. Inhale, arms to the sky. Exhale, one more big yes. Arms open wide, heart to the sky. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, hands to the heart. One more pose here, a standing back bend. So let's begin this back bend with its roots. Feel your feet firmly connected to the mat. Pull that earth energy up into your legs and then take hands behind your back. Make fists at your low back and let's lift our rib cage a little higher. With this nice long spine, our shoulders begin to roll back. Our heart begins to lift upward. So let this back bend be yours, where it's comfortable for you. Trying to create a nice even curve to the back, the spine. Let it be more about balance, evenness, than about any particular range of motion. Feel a stretch in the front of your body. Back bends are exhilarating poses. You may feel that exhilaration as this pose massages the area of our kidneys and adrenal glands. Let go of fear. Let go of negative energy. And then with a feeling of joy, slowly rise up. Shift hands around to the hips now, and let's pour that back bend right into a forward bend. Hands drop down to the earth, and let this forward bend be one that nourishes you. Wherever that is, be there. Now with hands onto the mat, one last time we'll walk our feet or jump our feet back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with an exhale, it's back again to down dog. Now our knees will rest into the mat, our hips snuggling into the nest of our heels. Come back to home again, child's pose. A chance to reflect, to restore, to be introspective. This practice is not about what it looks like. It's not about the outward appearance. This practice is about what it feels like, about the inner experience. Be a witness now to what's risen up in you. Turn to gaze up to the front of our mat, where we witness our fingers spreading open like the rays of the sun. Let's curl our toes under. Slowly reaching hips again into the sky, we come to downward facing dog. Slowing down the pace of our practice now, let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Nice long slow inhale gently brings us all the way up. Our hands reach up to a prayer. And exhaling that prayer folds into our heart. So we're ready now for balancing. Let's begin our balancing series on the right leg. And we'll start today with dancing Shiva pose. So plant your foot firmly into the mat. Again, beginning with the roots. Inhale, arms to the sky. Let the index fingers and thumbs join together like OK signs in each hand. Exhaling, we bend the elbows so the upper arms are parallel to the ground. Sink down. And then pick the left leg up and let it angle in front of the right leg in space. Spine is long. So in balance, we're learning about focus. We're coming deeply to our breath because a steady mind and a steady breath help to create a steady body. Now from this dancing Shiva, reach to the sky, stand tall. Wrap each arm around the left leg and pull that leg in close to your body. Can you find a place where you can stand completely straight and tall? And then we open left knee out to the side for tree pose. Let your left foot come to the ankle of the right leg or the calf or up onto the thigh. Begin this tree pose by taking hands to the heart and establishing that strong center. From there, you can expand and grow. The springtime trees are opening up their blossoms, unfurling their leaves. Let yourself shimmer in sunlight. And then come back to center. And let's return to 2 feet and give your body a moment of recovery and relaxation. So now that same balancing series comes to the left side. Plant the left foot. Create the roots for your tree. Excuse me, dancing Shiva first. Tree later. Inhale, arms to the sky. Index fingers, thumbs together, elbows pointing outward as we sink down. We angle the right leg in front of the left. So focused, so present. In that vastness beneath thought, beneath the mind. Every breath, big scoop of ice cream. Rich, creamy, delicious. Reach up, stand up, wrap the arms around the right leg, find a straight and tall body. And now the tree pose. Right leg comes out sideways and we take the foot to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh of the left leg. Find your center, feel free to grow from there. As every pose expands and grows, in every pose we explore, and in every moment, we're true to ourselves. Shimmer in sunlight. Flow in breeze. And then let hands return to the heart. And again, we come back to 2 feet. A moment to release your body. And then when you've released those poses, with an inhale, arms are reaching into the sky. And with an exhale, we bow down, hands coming to the earth. Let's walk our feet back now. Again, we lay our knees to the earth. We snuggle our hips into our heels. We return to child's pose. This time, there's another side bend available. If you'd like, walk your hands off to the right. Feel the stretch into the left side of your body. Expand, explore. Grow. Hands back to the center now. And then they walk off to the left. Right side of the body receiving this beautiful opening. Breathe in to the spaces between your ribs. And then back to center. Again, our fingers spreading open on the mat as we curl our toes and reach our hips into the sky. Downward facing dog. But as we flow from this down dog, it will be into slower, deeper, longer poses. Beginning with hip opening, we take the right foot forward for pigeon pose. Bend the knee, let the foot drop behind the right hand, knee behind the left. Ease into the lengthening through the left leg. Sculpt the pose to your body. Heart can be lifted, heart puffed out like a pigeon, or lay the heart down. Wherever you choose to be, close your eyes and just breathe into the long, slow, deep release of your right hip. Stress and tension we've been carrying around here slowly evaporates, leaving our body feeling healed, happy, free. Now slowly we take hands onto the mat again. Curl the back toes under. Stepping the right leg back, reach it into the sky. And then let's bring the right leg forward again, once more bending the knee, like we're coming to pigeon. But this time sitting down, we'll swing our left foot all the way around and across the right thigh, preparing for a twist. Take the left hand behind your back, sit nice and tall, straight to the front of the room. Then inhale, right arm reaching to the sky. Exhale, hook the right elbow across the left leg and let your heart spin around to the left. Feel this twist corkscrewing from the earth up into the sky. And then the twist gradually, slowly unwinds. We unwrap our body and let's step back again to downward facing dog. Feeling so much lighter on the right side. It's amazing. Left side now. Step the left foot forward for pigeon pose. Lay the foot behind the right hand, knee behind the left. Ease into your pigeon pose. It's different for each of us. So find where it feels amazing for you. Close your eyes and be there, allowing your body to slowly relax and heal. Every breath, a yes and a letting go. Every breath, a journey and a coming home. Slowly return to the mat. Tucking the right toes under, let's step the left leg into the air behind us. And then again, bring left leg forward and set it down as before. Sitting down this time, we'll swing the right leg around and over the left thigh. Sit tall, right hand behind the back. Establish the lengthening of your spine. And then with an inhale, reach up and feel it lengthen even more. Exhale, hook left elbow across right thigh. Corkscrewing this twist around to the right from earth to sky. And then the unwinding. Hands return to the mat, we step back. Come to your last downward facing dog. Feel the lightness of your hips now that you've removed the stress and tension from your body. And then we lay our knees onto the mat. And with a cross of the ankles, we'll swing our hips over our heels. And let's come to sit. Legs extended in front of us. With these wonderfully open hips now, we come to a forward bend. So inhale. And as the hips are grounding, we are lift the arms up and feel the lengthening of our back and spine. And then exhale, tip the hips forward. Fold your way into a forward bend. Let the back body wrap around the front body like a lovingly made quilt. Letting go, coming home. We remember that our spine does not begin at our waist, but clear down at the base of our hips. As we take our hips forward into this forward bend. We let go of goals and achieving. We allow ourselves to be in the place that's right for us. No longer worried about touching our toes, but focused more about touching our heart. Creating inner space so that we can come back to who we are at our very best, to our own source of joy and inspiration. And now our hands walk up our legs. And once we're sitting again, we'll bend our knees and let's lower down onto our back. So slowly roll your body down. Bring knees in, give them a nice hug. Rock a few times side to side as you find your way to a place that feels wonderfully centered here on your mat. And now on our back, we take a moment for some abdominal strengthening to really deepen that center of strength in our body. Arms to the floor behind our head, legs into the sky. Now find the strength of your core. Lift fingertips to the ceiling first. And then with core strength, we lift our head and shoulders off the ground, reaching fingertips toward the toes. Take a deep breath and then lower down. Hands again behind the floor, behind the head on the floor. Let's braid our right leg around the left. Like the legs of eagle pose. Fingertips to the sky so we're not using momentum of the arm swing. Core strength lifts us up. And we lower down, legs straight up, fingertips point to the ceiling. Use your core to lift you up and breathe. And then again, come down. Now we'll weave the left leg around the right. Fingertips up first, and then the lift. Still breathing, we lower down, legs straight. I'll let you move yourself through the second time, taking center between each side. Really connecting to that strength at your center, that strength that protects our low back, that gives us that center of power so that we can move more easily through life. After you find yourself for the final time coming to center, as you come down, draw knees into the body. Lay your head to the mat and let your head rock side to side on the ground. And we're ready now to take our inversions. So if you feel safe in a shoulder stand, carefully lift hips and legs up above the shoulders, hands on the hips to support your body safely. If that's not where you'd like to be today, take a bridge pose. Planting feet on the mat, we push the hips into the sky, into the bridge. Now let yourself enjoy being here for a little while. In these poses that are so rejuvenating, you can feel any lines on your face begin to soften. Relax and breathe and let this pose nourish your body. And now slowly, gently, carefully, bring your body gently onto the floor once again. For those who have been enjoying the bridge pose, your back will be happy if you pull your knees in one more time. And then let's all take fish pose. Feet on the floor, we lift our hips and slip our hands underneath our hips. And then with legs extending onto the earth, we sit up and tuck our forearms under our back. From here, we can let our heart open wide and reach into the sky. We'll let our head fall back so those places that were tight and compressed in the shoulder stand and the bridge pose, the neck, the throat, the upper chest, can be open now. It can grow and expand. Now let the chin come in first. And gently lay your body back onto the earth. Hands slip out from under the hips now. And we'll reach our arms to the floor behind our head. Preparing for our final spinal twist, move your shoulders and hips away from each other so that you come to the full length of your body. Reach down now for the right knee. Hug that knee in and then guide it across to the left. Chin dropping to the right shoulder. We let this twist spiral all the way up our back. Our spine includes our neck. Now really relax. Surrender. Let this twist work its incredible magic on your body. And then as the left hand drops away, our body rolls onto our back once again. You might find yourself a little off center, so work your way back to that place where you feel aligned with the center of your mat. Stretch the legs, reach the arms, move into the length of your body. And now hands reach down for the left knee. That knee comes close in and then it moves across to the right as our head turns to the left. May this practice today bring healing to our body, peace to our mind, joy to our heart, and unity with our spirit. And now the right hand gently lets go. And for the final time, we make our way back onto our mat. back to that place aligned with center. Feel free at this time to grab something for warmth, because we've come now to our final relaxation. Everything we've done has been building to this moment. Close your eyes. Let yourself sink into stillness now. Let yourself make that deep connection with your source of joy and inspiration. Here, right here, right now, bring your mind to this place and time. Invite it, even if it resists, to witness what it is to be alive. Let there be no ulterior motive in this moment, but to be. Rest on the waves of breath and choose to experience all of it. Let thoughts float through and leave again. The mind slowly settles, like snow inside a shaken snow globe. This is all there is and needs to be. Here, right here, and now. Let every breath whisper to you, peace, 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 peace. And now it is up to you. You can choose to stay here in this relaxation longer, or you can begin to bring your practice to a closure. First, taking a moment for a closure that you've designed that's meaningful for you. When you've had your closure, it might be now, it might be later, but when that time has come, the next transition, roll over onto your right side. Let yourself just be there. Each breath, rich, smooth, delicious. Peace. 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 Finally then, when you're ready, now or later, ease your way back to the comfortable seated position where this practice began. Be here, right now. Take a moment now of gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received, and for how wonderful you feel. And then, as we did when we began, let's release our neck and allow our head to flow from side to side. Returning now to center, an inhale lifts our arms all the way up to a prayer. That prayer comes first to our forehead for peace in our thoughts today. To our lips for peace in our words. And to our heart for peace in our heart. May the sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for coming today.